USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is introducing legislation to create a panel to decide whether President Trump is physically and mentally able to serve.
The 25th Amendment creates a path for preserving stability if a president suffers a crippling physical or mental problem and is, unquote, in the amendment, unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office.
Many Republicans saying this is Pelosi playing politics, including Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson.
And it's just further proof that the Democrats have never recognized the wishes of the American people when they elected Donald Trump as president in 2016.
Scientific Magazine is reporting that COVID-19 is the third leading cause of death in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a recent survey from Bank of America, 64% of consumers have changed their spending habits over the past 6 months. As your expenses shift, it's important to maintain an updated budget and use financial tools like the Bank of America Cash Rewards Card that can help you make the most of your spending. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America, explains.
Since March, our clients have been making more online purchases on things such as food delivery and streaming services. In fact, total spending on food delivery over the summer nearly tripled from last year. One of the smartest ways to spend is by tracking your expenses and choosing a rewards card that is flexible with your evolving needs.
With a Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, customers can choose to earn 3% cash back in categories including dining, gas, home improvement, online shopping, and more each month. For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
Hurricane Delta is already hammering the Gulf Coast with heavy rains as the storm churns more than 150 miles offshore. Mandatory evacuation orders are in effect, and many residents are taking to higher ground.
We actually stayed through Laura, and my wife and I said we're never going to stay for another hurricane again, so I booked rooms on Tuesday in Houston.
Lake Charles, Louisiana resident Stanley Hazelton, a state of emergency was also issued along the Gulf Coast. The storm will weaken once it reaches landfall, although then tornadoes, heavy rain, and flooding is a possibility in Louisiana and Mississippi. Attorney General Bill Barr has begun telling top Republicans that the Justice Department's sweeping review into the origins of the Russia investigation will not be released before the election. Barr telling Republicans that Durham is working in a deliberate and calculated fashion, and they need to be patient. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Three former astronauts have written an op-ed endorsing Republican Senator Martha McSally in her race against Democratic retired astronaut Mark Kelly in Arizona's closely watched Senate race. The Senate race in Arizona is one that everyone is keeping an eye on as Democrats hope to retake control of the Senate. If Kelly does win, the state would be represented by two Democratic senators and a state that was solidly red not that long ago. As far as why the big changes in Arizona, Chuck Coughlin is an Arizona political consultant.
Well, there's a reason Arizona is a battleground state. It's because we're changing, we're growing. But it's a mosaic of reasons. More progressives, it's Californians moving in. Remember what we have been. We're a major retirement community.
Regarding that Senate race, Republican Senator Martha McSally trailing in the polls against her Democratic challenger, Mark Kelly. The two held their only debate earlier this week.
What counterfeit Kelly wants is to delay this so that they can get liberal activist judges on the bench.
This is something that might not even come up for discussion. And if it does, I'll spend some time thinking about it. And I'll make a decision based on what's right for Arizona.
For more news, you can always follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.